Did you know that 33% of students feel that they do not really know how to sit down and study? That's why today we're going to talk about 10 helpful study tips. But first, what is studying?
Studying is to devote time and attention to acquire knowledge on an academic subject. It helps prepare for classes and exams.
Studying is important because for knowledge to be useful, we have to, one, be able to retain it, and two, apply it.
There are many great study tips, but here are 10 we find most important. 1. Organize your study space. 2. Practice using old quizzes and exams. 3. Explain and teach others the info you are studying. 4. Organize study groups with friends. 5. Take regular breaks. 6. Snack on healthy foods. 7. Quiz yourself. 8. Write it out. 9. Move around to different study spaces. And 10. Study in a distraction-free zone. Now we're going to go more in depth into these 10 study tips. Tip 1, organize your study space. Make sure you are in an organized and clean space. Find somewhere comfortable where you have enough space for all of your materials. 2, practice using old quizzes and exams. Using old quizzes and exams is one of the most effective ways to prepare for a test. It helps you review past materials and get used to the format of questions.
Tip 3, explain and teach others the info you are studying. Explain the material to one of your friends. Talking through it will help you get a clear understanding and highlight areas where you need more work. Tip 4. Organize study groups with friends. You can practice answering your friends' questions and also have any questions that you have answered.
5. Take regular breaks. Studies have shown that for long-term retention of knowledge, taking regular breaks really helps. Develop a study routine that works for you. Tip 6. Snack on healthy foods. Eating unhealthy foods can impact your focus and energy levels. Eat nutritious foods that are proven to aid concentration and memory, such as fish, nuts, seeds, yogurt, and fruits.
Tip 7. Quiz yourself. Use flashcards, study guides, etc. to practice the information and see what you need to focus on. Tip 8. Write it out. Studies prove that writing out information helps you remember it better than typing it, so rewrite the most important parts of your notes.
Tip 9. Move around to different study spaces. Moving around to different spaces and getting a change of scenery can prompt your brain to retain information. Tip 10. Study in a distraction-free zone. Get away from the distractions such as your phone, TV, or computer that can ruin your concentration and focus while studying. We like to study in the library. It's quiet and there are no distractions, so it is easy to get work done.
There are many places on campus that can help you with your studying if you're having trouble. One is the Academic Success Center. Not only do they have quiet places to sit and study, but they also have tutors available to help you in any subject you may be struggling in. Another place you can go is the Wellness Center. It's a great resource. If you have been studying long hours and are stressed, you can go to the meditation room to focus and center yourself. They have massage chairs, and the Wellness Center staff are more than happy to talk to you. Another place to distress yourself is the gym. Taking a break to run on the treadmill or do 30 minutes on the elliptical can help you relieve your stress.
Professors are also always willing to help and answer any questions you may have. Check their office hours to see when they are available, or contact them to make an appointment at a time that works for both of you. If you are having trouble finding time to study, write out a study schedule for yourself. Write out the times you have all of your classes, and then set aside time to go to the library or your favorite study spot. Plan exactly what and how you will study.
If you are struggling to find an effective way to study and nothing else seems to be working, there are websites that can help you.
One website is Quizlet. Quizlet is a great website. You can create flashcards and then study them in different ways, such as making quizzes, playing games, or just flipping through them. It can track your study progress and send you reminders to study. This is one of my favorite websites.
Another very useful app is Study Shack. Study Shack gamifies your flashcard experience. With the app, you can learn by playing crossword puzzles, hangman, matching games, unscramble, and others. When you play the games, you get pieces of pie indicating your process. Like other apps, you can search for other flashcard sets, quiz yourself, and interact with the flashcards. But unlike other apps, you can also have more than two sides for each flashcard.
Brainscape. Brainscape was intended just for flashcards. There aren't any fancy features like quizzes or games, but Brainscape focuses on strategies that help you learn the information on your flashcards in the shortest amount of time. The app claims to be able to double your learning speed by adjusting the timing of each flashcard based on how well you know the topic. It also has collaborated with educators and publishers to create flashcards for different topics and suggest new information on each topic.
To conclude, putting these study tips into practice can help you more successfully retain information and improve your grades. Remember to develop a study routine that works for you, and don't overwork yourself.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Don't forget these study tips next time you have a stressful exam coming up.